Welcome back to Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio. Again, the best way to get a hold of us, 312-981-7200. You can call or text that line. You can also tweet at us, at SoundSeshPod. You can email us, soundsessionspod@gmail.com, and so on and so on. We're on Facebook. Just come find us.
Yeah, we're easy to find. If you just put our names in Google, Sound Sessions, WGN, yeah. You'll be able to find our
And we
our
we like to hear from you, so...
I love hearing back from people. Like the way that we're most accessible on our Instagram and our Facebook and our email. So just shoot us a message.
Absolutely.
And we'd love to see it. But 312-981-7200 is the other good way to connect with us.
So like I was saying before we went to news, today all throughout the country there was massive demonstrations of the March for Science, right?
Yeah. This kind of took the world by storm.
Yeah, yeah. It was great. And I wanted to kind of play on that and about, you know, get into how important it is to be listening to our scientists. I found a list here from list25.com, 25 coolest NASA discoveries that have changed your life. And some of these are really cool, and not things that you would necessarily expect from NASA. Since its inception in 1958, it was made clear by the Space Act that the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, should go beyond studying just spaceships. The law stipulated that its research and discoveries should benefit the general public as well, and NASA has absolutely stuck with that. So to just kind of get into it, number 25 on their list here, long-distance telecommunications.
Wow, they created this?
Yeah. Used for everything from communications and spying to research and development, with around 200 NASA satellites orbiting the Earth every day, the technology has made it possible for us to stay in touch with people on the other side of the globe instantaneously. Now, think about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. Skype, you know, you're connecting wirelessly with these people. Even like your cell phone, your iPhone, wherever mine is at, this thing is a miracle.
It really is. You know, they say that the iPhone has more technology and information than the first ship to the moon.
Yeah.
Like, the first NASA ship, as far as computer science goes, had less than the iPhone has right now,
it's
which
totally
is phenomenal.
Insane. Totally insane. Yeah, but being able to, like, FaceTime my friend that lives in Europe or whatever, you know, anything like that, it's just, like, you think about it, and that's all made possible by NASA.
It's really crazy what they've done. I mean, and now I see why the importance of the March for Science, you know, you can see why that these people
Absolutely.
Want to make sure that it's going to continue on.
Moving on here, solar energy. NASA formed a 28-member union called the Environmental Research Aircraft and Sensor Technology. Its goal was to build a remotely piloted aircraft made to fly unmanned at high altitudes. The technology was to be flown using solar power so as to not add weight to the aircraft, and because of this invention, now millions of homes are now equipped with crystal silicon solar power, trimming down traditional energy expenses and reducing pollution. And many believe it to be the potential wave of the future, you know. And seeing this installed in homes is totally – I see it in the city all the time. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, it's at a lot of our parks now to, you mm-hmm. know, to maintain a lot of energy. Solar energy. Thank you, sun.
And right. And then also calculators, when you would cover up the little solar panels. Come on. That wouldn't exist. That was the coolest.
Are those kind of those calculators still around today?
I hope so. Yeah, I don't know, actually. That's a good question. But do you remember that being like,
I do.
Hey, check this out. My zero is going to disappear. Pretty cool, huh?
And it was always just the four panels.
I know. You just put your thumb over it and it just slowly fades. Wah, wah, wah.
That and putting 8008 on your calculator.
What is that?
I don't know, man. But for all our listeners, call in and tell us what you see.
Moving on to the list here, artificial limbs. Artificial limbs came into existence as a result of the advancement of the artificial muscle systems for use in NASA space robotic and extra-vehicular activities. That's just totally huge. Think about that. The people that are whose lives are impacted positively because, you know, maybe they lost an arm or were not born with one are now able to use an arm or a hand. It's huge.
Phenomenal.
You take it for granted, you know?
Yeah, you really do, and you know the fact that it helps our military people as well. You know, if they go through any like troublesome times, as far as, you know, if they have a landmine explosion or something,
right,
like
exactly.
that, and you're able to put these limbs back onto these military people,
and the technology,
which is really
important. Yeah, the technology they have for it now too. It's totally like it picks up on your body's electric signals, and you're able to like
that's bizarre.
It's totally freakish to me, but mm-hmm. really awesome, really positive. But
sensory technology is going
yeah,
to be
you, where you're able to just think it, and you're like moving your robotic fingers. It's totally amazing.
My gosh,
thank you, NASA.
What else have they done?
the ventricular assist device. NASA, in collaboration with Dr. Michael DeBakey, Dr. George Noon, and Micromed Technology, invented a heart pump for patients waiting for a heart transplant. A heart donor is very difficult to come by, so while the patient is on cue, the ventricular assist device pumps blood until a donor can be made available. That's pretty miraculous.
This is like a built-in heart monitor almost. Like,
yeah, it's keeping it going for you while you're waiting for a new one. That's totally amazing.
So helpful.
Now, I like how this list, it talks about artificial limbs and then like the ventricular assist device. I'm not sure how they rank these, but the next one on the list is just funny to me. Invisible braces.
which is arguably more important than most of the things that we just mentioned.
I'm not saying it's not important, but it's just funny. Like, it's listed higher on the list than ventricular assist device. Kids with braces have to endure taunts about being a geek and a nerd. That is why this NASA discovery came in so handy to those who did not want to go through the ordeal of having a mouthful of visible metal. Invisible braces, translucent polycrystalline alumina, was created by NASA Advanced Ceramics Research in collaboration with a company called Ceradyne to protect the infrared antenna of heat-seeking missile trackers.
So that's where braces came from?
That was the actual intention of it, to protect an antenna from missile trackers, heat-seeking missile trackers, and now people are putting it on their teeth.
Well, I guess it's very helpful. It's often the inventions that you think are going one way and go the other way are the best kind of inventions. So
right.
That makes sense. And I am very thankful. I had braces myself. Kevin, have you ever had braces?
I never had braces.
Jess, have you ever had braces before?
No, never had braces.
Oh.
Well, now, Michael,
I was one of those lucky ones.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Did you wear the Invisalign?
I had a mouth guard, which was technically Invisalign, but it was never the trademark Invisalign.
Oh, okay. So you can thank NASA for that.
Thank you, NASA.
And for also protecting your infrared antenna.
Well, that's up for debate. So.
Now, these next couple ones, to me, are extra important. Number 19 on the list here, scratch-resistant lenses. What? NASA did that? NASA needed a special coating to protect space equipment from dirt found in the space environment, so they came up with their special plastics coating. Now, we're enjoying sunglasses that are resistant to scratches. What's better, plastic is cheaper than glass and is better at absorbing ultraviolet radiation. Now, being a guy that wears glasses daily or contacts, this is huge for me, scratch-resistant lenses.
Yeah, because this is bizarre because if you think about it, when Benjamin Franklin or whomever had started the glasses craze back in the day, those glasses must have gotten so scratched up.
Think about it. I can't tell you how many times my sunglasses or my regular glasses, I just drop them violently.
Yeah.
And then I pick them up and they're somehow miraculously, thank you, NASA, okay.
All thanks to NASA.
Thanks, NASA, for keeping my Ray-Bans okay. Appreciate it.
Well, this probably has to do something with the fact that you wear contacts too, and those are also scratch resistant.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Because, you're holding your contact every single day, grabbing them, touching them.
Do you wear contacts?
Yes.
It's the worst thing ever.
It's the bane of my existence.
I really hate it.
Yeah, it's
no. If you don't wear contact lenses, you will never know the pain, the searing pain, like hot iron in your eyeball of putting on something with a speck of dust in it. Like, how does that make sense?
Or wearing them when you sleep, which is also
don't do that. Yeah. That's really bad for you.
All right, I need to calm down. What's the next thing on the list?
Speaking of sleep. Memory foam. What?
They invented memory foam.
The open cell polyurethane silicone plastic was made for NASA NASA aircraft seats to reduce impact during landing.
I would just fall asleep. mid airline flight.
Since it was repackaged for home use, the memory foam has been helping millions sleep better at night. So they went from thinking this is shock absorbing. This is great. It's helping my land. And then they're like, wait a minute. I'm really comfortable also. I don't want to get out of this spacecraft. I'm going to, let me take a nap for a bit.
Yeah.
That's how they realized, I think. That's
I'm going to snooze, and then all of a sudden they hit the ejector button. See you guys.
Whoops.
That's a great invention, memory foam. Because, memory foam wasn't really big until about maybe 10 years ago.
I was going to say, remember when it first started coming out?
Yeah. And everyone was kind of confused about it.
Then you lay your head on it, and it just kind of sinks in, and then it's amazing.
You remember those early commercials when they had the person who was just, sinking into their pillow.
That, or they had the wine glass and the bowling ball, a totally realistic scenario for a commercial.
I always use wine glasses and bowling balls. You don't use
when I go to bed. I take my glass full of red wine and my bowling ball every day.
Well, it's important. Especially if you're a bowler and a heavy alcoholic.
Yeah, exactly. Moving right along.
Yes,
infrared ear thermometers. I don't even know what this is. NASA uses. Oh, I do know what this is actually. NASA uses infrared technology to measure the temperature of stars. What the what? Wow. With the technology, we now have the ear thermometer, which captures our body temperature using infrared sensors that detect the amount of energy given off by the eardrum. That's amazing. We've been saved from the hassle of standard mercury thermometer, which is a little more difficult to read. Do you remember having to, like, hold it under your tongue?
Yes.
Or worse?
There is nothing worse than, like, going to the school nurse when you're young and you're like a child of the 90s, or even, I mean, sure, for all of our listeners back before the 90s, and like them saying, hey, you know, I know you have a fever, but we can't give it to you underneath your tongue. You need to get it the other way.
And you're like, what?
It's the absolute worst. So thank you and no thank you to NASA for that one.
Yes, thank you very much. Moving on here, we'll get a couple more in, maybe one more in before the break. This one's really important. I don't know about you, but shoe insoles. I have weird feet.
Go on.
I have extremely high arches.
Okay, you have an arch problem.
So my wife will make fun of me. She says, you can see under my feet while I'm standing flat on the ground. I'm like, not cool.
Yeah, that's not the worst thing in the
world. No, but it's like when you're on your feet all day, like it's not good to have really high arches. So when man landed on the moon, NASA invented a three-dimensional polyurethane foam fabric in boots to set a spring in the astronaut's stride while giving ventilation. Now we have shoes that reduce the impact on our legs and feet when we go walking and running. If you work a job where you're on your feet all day, having proper insoles is just, it's a game changer.
Yeah, I put insoles in all of my shoes now.
Do you?
Like, it was when I turned about 26, I started putting them in every single one of my shoes. I went there, got the Dr. Scholl's, cutouts.
So you did the proper, like, reading and all that?
I never did the proper reading. I just bought the ones from the Walgreens.
See, I messed up. I worked valet for a while.
Yeah.
And I, you're on your feet all day for that. And I had bought these insoles off the internet, and you can't really measure your feet that way or anything. You know, you don't know what they're going to fit like. And I wore them for like 3 days, and they messed my feet up so bad. It was the worst, yeah. So
there's nothing worse than a bad pair of shoes, to be honest. I mean, it's really weird because you can go through your day with a tight shirt or like a weird pair of pants. I don't know why you're buying these weird shirts and pants, but but if you have a bad pair of shoes.
Those weird pants on? It's the weird pants guy.
It's that weird pants guy walking around the street all the time. Get out of here, weird pants guy. But the insoles are so important. And this is really interesting, the fact that they were able to create them to set a stride in the astronaut's shoes.
It's cracking me up, like, to hear what the actual use is and then what we use them for today, you know?
Yeah.
This prevented the nuclear core from exploding, and now you spread it on your sandwich. Or something like that. What? Anyway, so, yeah, we're going through this list. It's the 25 coolest NASA discoveries that have changed your life. Doing this in light of the Science Day, the Science March, that was happening all throughout the country today. So we'll get through the rest of the list here after this break. You are listening to Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio.